This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
In 2004, at 5:10 a.m., a UFO was spotted over Easley, South Carolina. Easley 911 was flooded with one call. The one guy who saw it has committed at least 15 minutes per week to look outside of what the media reports, to read between the lines. Is that his huge, bushy beard, or the true location of Area 51? It's now time for Mattman's Conspiracy Mysteries.
All right.
Oh, God, man. That music still gets...
It's creepy, oh, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I get turned on by it.
It sounds like alien porno music.
Yeah.
Sounds like some kind of Skinemax movie starting
people.
To get good.
We found the body. Mr. Harris.
Wait in the truck. Wait in the truck.
Oh, God, yeah, Hardy. Oh, you go handle it, Hardy.
Turn that into a horror movie. When Hardy goes in there to kill the guy who beat up the girl that he just met on the side of the road, that guy then kidnaps him and keeps him in the basement. And then Lainey Wilson has to get out of the truck save Hardy's ass. It's the sequel.
That's what's going to happen.
What's it called?
Wait in the truck.
Wait in the truck.
And the guy kills
wait
Hardy.
Wait in the truck.
It's just one of those songs. It's like it's a Hallmark movie and like, 2.5-3 minutes.
The guy kills Hardy, but he dresses like him when he comes out, so nobody knows the difference.
He places his skin over his face, gets back in the truck with Lainey Wilson. 10 minutes down the road, she realizes that ain't Hardy.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
So much going on.
If you're like me, you're a fan of diving into the weird, outlandish, sometimes outright bizarre kind of crap. Well, buckle up, because this morning we are going to tackle a claim that actually has people losing their ever-loving minds on the internet. And that is a claim. A claim that they might not even exist. Now, I told you, you're going to think about zoos differently. And you might think, shortly into this, you're going to say, well, I've never been to a zoo when those have ever even been there. But might make you look at different animals in different ways now. So a theory says that those cute little bamboo-munching giant bears over in the Orient, pandas, are nothing more than elaborate fakes, genetic experience gone awry, and maybe, just maybe, even people in costumes. Now you're saying, Matthew, you done lost it now. I lost it years ago.
Hell yeah.
But let me take you down this rabbit hole, or should I say bamboo stalk?
I've been trying to go see him too.
To explore why some people are even questioning this.
Huh.
So it started on, let's guess here, which social platform did this start on?
X.
Facebook, right.
Paige says Facebook, you say X. I say TikTok, and I'm right.
I should have known. God dang it.
Yeah.
A guy in Japan posted this on TikTok, and he says that pandas are either genetically engineered creatures or just downright fabrications. And at first I was like, this dude high as hell.
Probably.
But then I started watching it and I start Googling and I start, and then something came up on the show the other day and it was about the World Wildlife Fund, the WWF. Not the good wrestling one, but the one that conserves animals and such.
The one that stole from wrestling.
Their logo is a panda. And this is not even to do with the awful associations that pandas even have in the deep, dark corners of the internet either. Yeah. This is a theory that says they might not even be real. So,
panda.
Let's look at their anatomy. All right, pandas have some kind of strange characteristics to them. They got this funky-ass diet where they only eat bamboo, and then bamboo, and more bamboo. And their digestive system is actually a carnivore's digestive system. So they barely process any of the bamboo. And get this, they have to eat 100 pounds of bamboo a day.
I heard that.
Just to get enough nutrients to live to the next day.
That's too much, though.
I mean, think about that.
Bamboo doesn't weigh hardly anything.
Living off of just celery and being strong as an ox, or expecting to be, I should say. It just doesn't make sense. That's just the beginning of this, though. Like, most people realize the oldest civilizational, I may have made up a word there.
But that's a good one, though.
Civilizational history is Asia, is China. They have more records that go back further than anybody else. 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 years. But nothing in ancient Chinese art, no cultural references, no paintings, no carvings, no ancient scriptures about panda, panda, panda. Not even little bamboo-themed tea sets. Nothing. Pandas were not officially discovered until the year 1869. So you got, at that point, over 4,000 years of Chinese history. Very artistic people, very good record-keeping people. Somehow, suddenly, bam, pandas show up in 1869.
How do you discover a panda?
Funny you ask that. Because let's think about this. The year was 1869. You probably can't think of much that was going on then.
No.
Ulysses S. Grant was elected our 18th president.
Nice hair.
The world's first ever rodeo went down on July 4th, 1869, which I thought that would have been...
I think was that Cody, Wyoming, where it happened?
Colorado. I forget. Something Colorado. Boston's Fremont Hotel became the first hotel to have indoor plumbing, 1869.
They hung it out the window. Oh, Jesus.
The Black Friday stock market panic, 1869. Thomas Edison invented electronic voting booths, 1869.
What?
But pandas, the only record of them was brought back by this Frenchman, this priest named Armand David. And Armand said he found a weird-looking bear with black and white stripe, or white, black and white circle patterns on his fur while visiting China. He wrote about it like it was the most amazing thing he'd ever seen in his life. But yet, the entire 4,000-year history of China, no depiction, no art, nothing. Especially when you consider, like, not the deep, dark rumors about pandas and stuff. I'll tell you, it has to do with child trafficking. It's really, 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 really bad.
Hey, it's awful.
But prior to that, like, pandas were like, you look at them as like some kind of enlightened kind of animal, maybe. Like, spiritual, peaceful, calm. Always just sitting there, eating bamboo.
Not aggressive.
Why didn't monks ever write any, not monk that my mom loved, the TV show and movie. Which I like to think when she got to heaven, she got to see the movie.
Tony Shalhoub.
Why didn't monks ever write about them? Why didn't they create big statues of them, like in some kind of meditation form?
How did they become lore? I just want to say, I don't know how you can invent digital voting but no TV yet, but I don't want to get sidetracked.
Electronic. Yeah, I guess.
Well, electronic. Yeah.
Yeah. Good point. That the more you dig, though, the weirder it gets, because there's no mention of them at all. They also were big on operas. There are operas about dragons. There are operas about crickets. There are operas about tigers and phoenixes. Phoenixes.
Feni?
Feni. but no pandas. Why would such this distinctive, iconic animal be left out of everything?
Well, I mean, like, is this a sign of what's going to come?
Well, a lot of people, the arguments are, well, they're rare. And it's true right now, and this is what's so precise. I've looked this up on, I'm not going to embellish, probably 10 different sites. They all say the same number. There are currently 1,864 pandas and a few hundred more in zoos worldwide. But China has now started using pandas as political bargaining chips.
Yeah.
So back in the day, when I think it was Ford or Nixon met with the premier of China, and a couple of days later, New York Bronx Zoo gets a couple pandas.
Well, that's nice.
As like a gift.
Did they breed them?
Some kind of currency. Well, so here's the thing. As China became more like, oh, you're just using us for our pandas here. When you see a panda outside of the country of China, that zoo is renting it for $1 million per year. That is what the Chinese government charges to lease a panda.
Oof. And we do it for years at a time.
$1 million a year.
And aren't there only two zoos in the country that have them now? I know Atlanta sent theirs back.
Bronx had to send theirs back, too.
Because I wanted to go see them. I'm like, oh, not in Atlanta anymore. Got to go up the East Coast.
So, their biology, like I said, their bodies are made for carnivores, but yet they only eat bamboo. They also are one of only three species of animals that urinate upside down.
Huh?
They literally lay on their back and piss in their face. They do.
God, I want to try
they
that.
Literally do. You can't do it. You can't do it.
come on now. I've never seen a panda's genitalia. I'll say that.
So there are some mentions in old, I guess you would say, Oriental lore, perhaps. There was a bear cat. But the only thing similar, they did not say they were black and white and cute and sat around peeing everywhere. They just said their pupils were shaped like a cat, so they called it a bear cat. They have no vocal signals. They have no manes. They have no tails. And get this, they can only have sex once a year. For some reason, they have to have a 24-hour to 36-hour... what's the word I'm looking for here?
Heat cycle?
Beat sesh.
Well, both of them sound good. And also, it's not in their DNA. The cubs have to watch the pandas do it. They don't just know how to do it like most people. Like, they have to watch. So a lot of times, these younger pandas are not able to learn how to procreate, and they are done away with and used for their coats, which sell for $80,000 in Russia. A panda coat.
Was it Tommy Lee that let their kids watch or said they wanted to? It was one of those weird...
Their porno movie?
The couples, or just them actually having sex. Remember that's a story from way back when?
I don't know.
That's bizarre.
But when they do have a baby, pandas?
Panda.
The mother cannot take care of the baby. The actual doctors or the zoologists or whatever you would say have to come in and actually...
Nurse the baby
because the mother... There's no physicality where the mother can do it. Like people are like, how does this freaking exist? Like, how does this make any sense? Now, here is the crux of all this. I did not know this till the other day. You know, the Great Wall of China. They have the Great Firewall of China. That's literally what their government calls it. And there have been people that have literally... Now, again, this is our version of the internet saying this. Because you got to remember that, too. Like... Everybody's internet is not, even in this country, Google in California is different than the one here in South Carolina. Several people have either straight up been killed or murdered or put in prison for years because they had video of people dressing up as pandas, not performing like a stage thing or whatever, but being in the cages pretending to be pandas. Also, there have been many electricians from, it just says, neighboring countries who have went into China that have repaired animatronic pandas in zoos. And this is not just internationally. This firm has actually done this in New York and Chicago for animatronic animals. And then also, just look this up. This will get your afternoon going, but 2 years ago, look at the scandal of the fake bear suits in China. Like,
how do you fill that out? Like, you would be able to tell, right?
There is one video, and again, who knows with AI and blah, 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 but there's this one of this panda that literally, like, is sitting there playing, you know, whatever. Kind of like, it looks like he's doing a performance for the people standing there at the glass window. And as they walk away, he literally stands up and walks away just like a person. I mean, it is the damnedest thing. Now, again, I'm 49. I can look at AI usually and kind of tell. Yeah, that's bullcrap right there. It looked legitimate as crap. So a lot of people are saying that they never truly existed, that it was a thing that... And there's been every... Especially Germany, but a lot of countries have that weird part of their history where they were doing all kind of weird science stuff. We had it in Three Mile Island, you know, up near New York, where they're just doing all kind of weird tests, and all of a sudden these funky animals start appearing in the water. And
that's where Lyme disease started, right? Like, they created it. Gave it to the animals.
Lyme. Don't say Lyme. It's too soon. I just want you to look this up all up yourself. It's really interesting because when they started using them as gifts to other countries and then started leasing them out, suddenly the elaborate hoaxes started in their own country where they're having people. And then the videos, when they were put out, those people were taken off the face of the earth. They're dead. Done.
I believe they're both happening. People are actually performing in the suits and they're genetically engineering whatever animal they want.
The big get for me with this is no history at all. But then if you start looking around world history around that same time period of the 1820s through 1870s, if you lived during that time, I think you would have thought like you were losing your mind because all the advancements that happened so fast, so quick. But that's also, the you know, 5 years later, we would have the Civil War here in America. Just like an incredible time where everything just changed real quick. So who's to say that they didn't just make up this animal?
I had no clue we paid China that much money for pandas.
A million. But, I bet you the money they make off of the... I mean, what's it cost to get in the zoo now? $10?
I'm thinking like 50, right?
Well, maybe like a Bronx zoo probably is. Yeah, okay. I can't imagine they're getting $50 downtown Greenville.
20 maybe? Like I don't know.
40 for the parking. You get a parking ticket like I did. You don't pay it for a month. They had an extra 20 on it. So if you got a conspiracy for me, hit me up at OMAFFEW. That's OHMAFFEW on social media. That's another Matt Man's Conspiracy Mystery where the truth is elusive, the fur is fake, and nothing is ever black and white. Thank you.
God, that was interesting for real because why don't we just make our own pandas instead of leasing them out from China?
Well, what do you mean make them, though?
You know how they genetically engineer stuff? We can take some panda sperm.
You mean it's half a bear, like a black bear and a brown bear?
We
that's
do it
not
with
make
dogs.
A brand, that's not going to make
with
a panda.
Babies. You could pick out the baby's eye color, sex.
Yeah, but you can't say I want a baby that's half white, a quarter this, that, and the other.
Well, I mean, we're like, okay, with the panda, you get the DNA. I mean, it's all you need. Well, I mean, that's basically all IVF is.
If they
is.
Breed well in captivity, in theory, that would be great.
They
but these days, they don't at all.
You can just draw a sample.
They can't do it, but for 24 to 36 hours per year.
Like a Petri dish baby and IV.
Well, it's like 3D organ printing. They draw your DNA sample and they can make whatever. Like, you don't even have to have
not the whole body, though. They can make specific parts. But even then, though, a lot of those have not.
You believe they can't make the whole person, whole being?
No, I don't.
I was going to come smack you if you did.
I mean, I don't. even those people, they say, oh, the pig valves in the heart or whatever. That put a Band-Aid on it, but it didn't change it, you know?
No.
But I think it's helped people tremendously, keep them alive.
Sure.
Yeah, some valves.
I mean, that's true. It's a good point. Chemo and all that stuff. It's holding you on a little bit longer.
But the fact that panda was just dropped, it sounds like it was just dropped there. And somebody discovered it. Like, where did you come from?
In 1869.
Yep.
1869. All right. We will take a break. No, I feel like you didn't like it.
It's interesting, man, because
I feel like you just had, like, I brought a dessert to, like, a Sunday dinner, and you're like, no, it was good. You didn't like it. You didn't have seconds. You didn't like it.
I believe we make more stuff than people think we do.
Oh, yeah. Do you ever think that you've walked by, like, a cyborg or something in real life? Because I do it all the time.
Like, where do these people come from?
Like, the non-playable characters. I see them all the time.
Somebody's got a RoboCop now that patrols the streets, and I can't remember who it is. A full-fledged RoboCop droid.
Greer?
No, I think it's a country.
Oh, wow.
It's just patrolling the streets.
Saudi Arabia?
I mean, China had them during COVID, the robot dogs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but wasn't people peeing on them?
Well, yeah, they would steal them, too. They'd just straight up steal them, but,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. All right, 1-800-774-0093. I want what Mattman's got. What does that mean? Like, it sounds like I'm on drugs?
I don't think so.
Oh. Oh.
Well, some good ones.
I want what you got then. We'll switch. We'll have an old swappity swap. Morning, everybody.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Oh! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
Yeah. This is the Rise Guys Morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Ciao. Do you remember these dudes?
Do I remember these dudes?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't forget them.
That's one of the coolest things I've done doing this job.
What?
I got the bowl with Blackstone Cherry.
Oh, that was fun.
It was great.
They were nice.
That was Test Fest, right?
Yeah, it was.
A festival of testosterone. Sounds like something you'd find out in West Coast. But no, it was to celebrate all things about being a man.
Yeah, I can't celebrate that.
Including a sand volleyball match.
A sand volleyball match. We had a golf tournament. We had a bowling tournament.
Paintball?
Pitball.
Paintball.
Yeah. Oh, God.
But that was the
didn't
worst.
Didn't we do one that was just kind of lame? It was...
But they would all lead up to the golf tournament. It was like a month long, and I'm trying to remember what some of the events were. Paintball was
Didn't we do a cornhole tournament?
Yeah, that was okay. One. That was that might have been where it's jumped
like, the shark. There ain't right. much testosterone here. No. I feel somewhat effeminate.
It's a bunch of cool dudes, Blackstone Cherry. They're like, you want to bowl with them? I'm like, yeah, that'd be cool. Everybody's come out. And
why were they there? They were playing?
Yeah, they were playing the show, and they kind of were. You know how Mark Hendricks is. He gets out of these bands. He gets the promotion.
Mark's smart. Mark's actually Mark Hendricks. He's actually like, he always knew to do that. Like, yeah, if we're going to go in this town to do this, let's do something else while we're there, too. Like when the Hardy Boys came to Greenville for Comic-Con. Matt did a podcast, and then Jeff Hardy did a concert. They're like,
there you go.
We'll take money in both hands.
God, they did. They did it at the same place. We have one of our sand volleyball tournaments.
Yes. Full circle. It's same place. Yep. It just had a different name then. It's like you go outside and smoke cigarettes, and I didn't smoke, but people did. And you'd smell, God, it smells like donuts out here. Then you'd look over, oh, hell. Hey, right there. There it is, right there.
Nice.
Okay, so I don't. Fatboy is oddly enough when it comes, and I think Paige is okay with me saying this. When it comes to local news, Fatboy is the guy.
He is.
I mean, yep. He is in tune with everything that's going down locally because he watches 3 hours of news every day.
At least, I'm trying to work in more of the noon news, 12 o'clock news.
Oh, really?
Noon news.
Yep.
Oh, is that where they try to get dogs adopted and teach you how to make recipes?
Pretty much.
Like, not real. Like, they have a weekend view now. I'm like, Jesus Christmas,
man. Well, we are going to talk about it on the weekend.
Good Lord. That is a bunch of bull.
You have a lot of time on your hands.
Anyway, the logistics behind this, I don't fully, like, understand. Or, like, let's say that if I'm a junior in college and my college decides to close its doors.
Yeah, this is big, too.
Like, what happens? Limestone College.
Where do you go? I mean, it's...
I mean, if that happened to me, I'd be very upset. If I was going to school and then they announced this and then the flip-flopping I can't handle.
They are going to hold a commencement.
They are?
So for the seniors now, they're going to have a graduation here in a couple weeks, I believe.
So if you're not in the area, Limestone College, was it still a private Christian school?
It's still private, yeah, but it bumped up to a university.
Okay.
So I don't know how that works, really.
But. Over in Gaffney, South Carolina, and they're closing the doors. It's like a college that's been around since, like, the Civil War, or before the Civil War.
180 years.
Dude, Limestone College is older than pandas. Okay?
Look.
Okay? Pandas are like... Limestone was 24 years old as a college when pandas just came into existence.
And it's grown into a good size, you know, campus.
So, what is the reason for this? Was there attendance down or what? This is just like, also they were saying too, and Fatboy, could have been you or Page One that was mentioning like the amount of money that university brought into the community. I'm like, first off, how?
I don't know how you measure that.
It's like $100
million? $150 million they were saying they brought into the city of Gaffney and parts of Cherokee County. Don't really know how you measure that, but it's a substantial amount. They were having financial issues. From what I understand, they needed $6 million to make it through to the fall. Something else I read said that's when they could access maybe tuition payments that were coming in to kind of cover the other shortfalls. But they got $2 million in private donations and... which is decided last night, I believe it was last night, that the board decided they were going to close. Couldn't make it.
So what happens with, like, what happens with that? Like, it's a private school, so they can do that.
I know some schools were offering opportunities for, you know, displaced students. Erskine was one. There were some other ones, too. But a lot of people are saying or questioning how do you mismanage the situation? There were, you know, all you can do is read the comments people were leaving on news stories and, you know, social media. There were even parents of students allegedly saying, you know, we didn't really get a heads up. How do you mismanage this much money? And how can you not find $6 million between donors, donations, alumni? How can you not cover $6 million?
Athletic program, I think, is the answer, right? Well, they have some, if a
little yeah, bit. They had to shut down football, and they had just gotten football. They hadn't had it for real long. That's gone.
God, I mean, sports. That sucks. But then here's the other thing I'm thinking, too, is like, and I want to say that I said this, you know, when this whole thing about not having to pay back student loans and stuff, like, you know, for the low man on the totem pole or what have you, low woman, low person, you would say, yeah, screw that college and stuff. But, like, meanwhile, the college, so this is a private one, but, like, they had to pay the teachers, they had to pay for the power, the water, all that stuff.
They're going
to
lay off a bunch of people.
I mean, crap. Like, I never really thought about it that way. Like, it's a private school, so they're not in on all the money with the athletic program either.
You don't think of Limestone as, like, having, you know, a lot of power alumni that could come easily cover that $6 million, but as a school, like a university, a legit university, is there not anything you can leverage as far as, I don't know, what assets you can have or what?
What is their mascot?
I don't know.
Quit moving.
Any kind of IP you can leverage to cover that somehow?
Any more limestone you could sell?
I mean, I feel like almost any college at this level could cover $6 million.
Also,
somehow,
where that is has to be prime real estate. In other words, like, what's that, like, is this...
Especially now, because I think there's some water feature too, right?
On the property. You know, like when the old textile mills were closed down, used to, they'd pretend they caught on fire and get an insurance check, and now it's like, no, we can turn these into expensive townhomes and lofts.
God, yeah, or, that's what
you
it know, is.
If you can transfer all those units that you've already earned, if you're, say, a junior, senior, or sophomore.
Yeah, like, really,
I'm
like,
a junior, sophomore.
What is the answer to that question? I'm a junior.
Freshman.
And, my, like, it's transferable, but not everything would be.
That's a good question.
I don't
question.
Know what's, what.
Like, for real, if you know that, I just, out of curiosity's sake, call in or text and say, like, what happens? Also, like.
The majority of people are inferring something happened behind the scenes that got mismanaged and nobody's reporting about it.
They're short selling it.
Credited university, so it should transfer.
So people are like, how did we get in this situation? Now, allegedly, there are parents of students saying that. You know, regular just people commenting on the situation saying that don't have any ties to the school. How can you not cover $6 million, which for a university seems like a low amount to not be able to cover? And then how did it get mismanaged in the first place?
Those Clemson two big questions. Should take some of that beer money they're going to be making this season and help them out.
God, they'll make that in one weekend.
Wouldn't that be nice?
They might have made that off the bananas.
Do a GoFundMe on the internet.
See, they got the they had it set up to where if they didn't cover it, the donations reverted to whoever donated. But they got $2 million pretty quick.
Huh.
So people were saying, why didn't you start this months ago to get to the $6 million? Because you got $2 million that quick.
Dude, I didn't realize that. You remember Tony Elliott used to be the OC at Clemson?
Yep.
And then I think Virginia now. He got his master's from Limestone. I thought he went to Clemson.
Coach Poppy, women's coach at Clemson, he played at Limestone.
Benny Cunningham.
They've had some people come through there.
Benny Cunningham? So he played football for Clemson and then got his MBA from Limestone. Yep. Dude, I'd be hollering at them.
They evidently had a good lacrosse program, you know? Like, will it ever come out what really happened? Who knows? But people are like, the legitimate questions, like, how did it get this far gone? And $6 million you can't cover? You found $2 million pretty quick.
Like, what was the last big college that went under that, besides ITT Tech?
Yeah, that was a big thing.
But that was huge, man, because like people were like still in the same way as this is. I mean, it's still people in school.
That was like faking tuition or like grants, right? Like financial aid.
Yeah.
Or some kind
of status.
I don't
think he can do that.
There's something happened with ITT where it was a big money scheme. That's how they went away. I just can't remember exactly what it was.
I don't know where this is. If you know, text in or I can also Google it. I went to Green Mountain College my sophomore year. They decided to close the doors. I decided to drop out of school.
Aww.
Went into the workforce. Had that not happened, I wouldn't have met my wife of 5 years now.
Aww.
See, it worked out.
Well, it was meant to be.
Good thing your college closed down. You met your wife.
Blue Mountain State probably closed down.
We can always go
Green
back to
Mountain
school.
College. That's, I never even heard of that one. All right, we'll get to your calls and whatever you'd like. Anything, 1-800-774-0093. That's in Vermont. Oh, look at these transplants down here now. You're from Vermont down here in South Carolina listening to us. That's fire. That's crazy. I used to watch Newhart that was filmed in your state. All right, good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Guys. You guys are awesome. You, not yeah. Those here in the room, but those of you listening right now. Like, we just ask a simple question, and y'all know, man. Y'all know, y'all keep up with the gossip really good. I don't know if all this is true you're texting in, but.
They really, I remember some of the stuff that happened. They fill in the gaps.
So there was a scandal at the college.
There was a scandal that broke 5 or 6 years ago about, you know, some recordings that had happened 5 or 6 years before that.
Video?
Yeah. Of athletes changing and showering in locker rooms.
Guys or girls?
I believe it was. Girls, from what I saw.
So guys were recording the girls and the...
Or lesbians.
Who knows? Oh, what? Yeah.
Greek women.
An athlete didn't record it. I think
it's where Island of Lesbos, remember yesterday?
I understand.
It got settled within the past couple of years. So maybe that contributed to the deficit, you know, new facilities are saying they were going up to.
Well, they had to have a board, but they think the board, like, You trying to, of course, we're just sitting here like, you know, we're just pontificating, but maybe like some hush money?
Probably. I mean, I don't know what the settlement was, but I imagine it was substantial to multiple parties. You know what's weird is like these boards, what interest do they have other than making money off the school?
Yeah.
Are they former alumni?
Resume pad.
Yeah, like what is...
That's all, and I resent it. I really do. I know it's the game. I just resent it. Like, pretending to be friends with somebody just to get business. I resent that
so
much.
Being on the board of directors and hate.
Well, I think that's just a resume padding thing, and it's just so you can buddy up with these other shot callers and make some business deals and stuff. I get it. That's the way business works. I just, if I hang around you, it's because I like you. I like you.
It's a lot of time to invest in something that you don't care about if you're on some board that's...
I know. It's like doing charity work.
It's like going to a council meeting and you hate everybody who's on the board with you.
Yeah, but then those people are like a lot of them are like, I'm gonna be governor one day. I don't think anybody sits around and says, I'm going to be president one day. I don't
Who
think that's
wants
a.
That
it's too lofty.
I don't think that is a.
It's too big of a goal.
Dream or a goal anymore. Like, I don't. Like, there's probably like little girls now that probably say, yes,
I'll
will
be
do
president.
It.
I'll be the first female president.
Right.
Good for you.
Yes.
People feel bad for the students, but which you would, I guess. But how about people that work there, teach there, clean the place? I mean, what are they going to do?
Groundskeepers? Cafeteria workers?
Are they even
talking to Tim?
You know, you got to have a better state of mind to care than most people do. You know, you have to have a goal.
Are they even going to get a package? Like, if you don't have any money to keep the school open, you don't have money to severance people, right? I wouldn't think so.
Well, I mean, unless you operate lean and mean and just keep the ones that
you remember the movie Breaking 2 Electric Boogaloo? Yep. And the local community center was closing down. And they came together and had a dance contest to keep the doors open. I want to do that for Limestone.
Was that Footloose?
No, that was Breaking 2 Electric Boogaloo, starring Turbo and Ozone and Ice-T, a very young Ice-T.
Yeah, yep, that's true. How about their endowment is $27 million. Can you not use that to cover your shortfall? How does that work exactly? I don't know. I don't know how endowments work. Because I asked the same thing of Harvard. Harvard was losing all that public money, but their endowment is in the billions. Like, you can't float some of that to cover it?
You know, again, speculating, but I looked up that person that texted in, Green Mountain College. That college was actually bought. What did I say? Like, land value and all this stuff?
Yep.
That college that had been around also since the 1800s was built, or excuse me, purchased and developed into condos, a grand hotel, event space for weddings, conventions, and resort ventures, and mixed use projects. You know what those are. They're all downtown Greenville.
So that was
we got coffee
deal
on this side. You can record a podcast over here, do photo shoots over here.
Dude.
It's got a casual workspace.
Everything is the same.
Mixed use projects.
You see somebody build something, you want to build the exact same thing, but not really to compete with them because you're like, they're making money, I can too.
Yeah,
this is a recycled
idea.
Building. We use the front of it's actually made out of old pallets.
It's green, bro.
It's all green.
It's environmentally safe.
Like it, but they're all like driving, you know, Teslas and stuff. Like, they're all about, you know what I'm saying. Like, yeah. They're all like, yeah, we just want to give back, you know. And then they're driving their expensive. We want to put up an ethnic mural on the side of the building to show we're here for the community.
You would like,
and then they all last for like 6 months and go out of business.
Mm. Greenville, and you could say this for Chattanooga too, mid-sized cities, right?
Mid.
You could say mid-sized cities with, you know.
We're bigger than Chattanooga, though. No urination contest about it, but I mean, we are.
Let's just say similarly, like what, you know, 100,000 people, give or take, you know, in each city, probably a little more. There are so many cities like that all over the country that are so, you know, kind of cut the same way.
Yeah.
Really, that's all you need. You don't really have to go anywhere to get a whole lot of stuff. Everything is coming to you in droves.
Yeah.
Must
and
be nice.
Like, you know, what they say, 10, 15 years away from having Google cities.
God.
Where, you know.
Wherever the hell that is.
What would that mean?
Where it's all on, like, everything's on an app. Oh. Like, everything, your home security, all your bills, you pay with it, like, everything. And that's.
That's frightening. That's the mark of the beast.
We allow this to happen. People are trying to give you doom and gloom about AI, saying people don't know what that means for the future. Well, we allow it to happen. We don't have to let, you know.
One person can't take over the world.
We don't have to let it take over, you know, droids and bots that you see at CES that, you know, you can buy for as a maid in your house. Like, we don't have to let this stuff happen. But we do.
But we are AI. Like, we. No, that was Youth of the Nation.
Yeah.
No, seriously though, like the internet is what AI is. It's just regurgitating all the stuff that we have put into it, downloaded, read, and all that stuff,
and
it's just regurgitating it back to
us. Correct though. I mean, that's the thing, is who is monitoring AI?
Yeah, but you know, like
everybody just believes what they read.
A robot doesn't call in for whatever reason. A robot's always there. It doesn't get addicted to meth. Or
is this something about my panda story earlier? You were making fun of me passive aggressively right now?
No, I loved it.
Not. I'm just saying in general, if you do you believe everything you Google?
No.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't believe
does.
Stuff, some stuff I was taught in school, just where like logic takes over in my mind. I think it's my own logic, I guess, but like.
We have a lot more information now about everything.
Oh, yeah. It's just going to look for it and not getting all the distractions that happen. Like, do you ever say, I want to go Google that? And then your Google home screen learns about what you want to know news about, and it pops up right there, and you're like,
yes.
And you're like, what the hell was I going to Google?
It's like
nothing
science.
But distraction over and over again. Pops Give up, me an Adderall right now.
Pops up in banner ads. Conversations we've had. You well, go log on to the net, and there's a banner ad for whatever you're talking about.
Yeah, but that's...
Theories change. People believe in different things every day.
Oh, come on.
Look at modern medicine. Has it...
That's a whole different, like...
If people don't stay in the hospital like they used to.
People pick their doctors based on where they went to medical school now. Try to as much as they can because different approaches, how they were taught.
Yeah.
Some people don't believe in a liberally taught, what's that word?
Liberal?
Liberally taught medical curriculum, and they'll go the other way.
What does that mean?
Just different approaches they're taught as far as, like, not everybody's taught the same way. Some people call it old school medicine. Some people call it, you know, the when they don't call
it old school. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, remember somebody, we were talking about something, and somebody said they go to a doctor where they pay, like, $100 a visit or whatever, but, like, there's no medicine. It's just like old, like tinctures and stuff.
What am I paying benefits for then?
Dude,
give me something. Give me a script.
Give me a little bit of time, like maybe 2 or 3 weeks or whatever. I want to talk one day about life insurance, like in a commercial way, like a real thing about like the put in. Like a quick example, just real quick, and then we'll go to break real quick. Is my mom paid in years on one and got or is getting $242.
God. That's it? Spent how much?
And one of them was going to get canceled if she lived to be 80. Like,
people sell it online all the time. You need life insurance.
If you have life insurance and then you live to be 80, oh, sorry, mm-hmm. We're taking it away now. You exceeded what we thought you would live. Messed up kind of thing. I think it's a bunch of bourgeois. All right. Speaking of bourgeois, Paige.
Yeah.
What is up in the Plex?
What do mothers really want for Mother's Day? Find out next.
We know to cue the eggplant emoji.
It's not what you want.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.